And welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. So I have something extremely passionate to talk about, actually. We're not gonna go over any sales tactics or anything along that nature. I just want to go over, how broken our healthcare system is. And it just absolutely blows me away that the people that maybe may not be getting the necessary, treatment and or, I'm talking in terms of amputees, because it's an extremely grueling process to try to get, basic items approved. And what I mean by basic items is, we wear these liner items that basically protect your leg in event of, friction and whatnot, which we amputees, leg-wise, deal with on an everyday basis. I know that people that wear hand prosthetics sometimes wear liners or socks to basically protect their skin in order to, prevent friction and sores. And, if a below-the-knee amputee gets friction or sores, that can basically put an end to their day. They're not going to be able to walk around and do whatever they need to do. They'll be on crutches. And so prosthetics in general are just so gosh darn expensive. And, there's reasoning behind it. We have technology. We have all these people that are putting a lot of research into it. So, I understand. And so what I've gotten a little sidetracked here, but what I'm trying to explain is yearly, because socks wear out just like, normal people that need to wear socks. They get holes in theirs and, they get dirty and eventually they need to be replaced, as well as, prosthetic socks. And I think prosthetic socks are going to wear a lot more quickly because that person's putting them through a heck of a, pace of activities. And, the amount of rubbing, per se, that I do on my leg inside of my socket is just absolutely substantial. And I can go through a sock within a matter of, a couple weeks. And I have what's called a suction prosthetic. It's got prosthetic suction. And in order for me to have my leg stay on, I need suction on my leg. And the actual leg itself doesn't really stay positioned within the actual socket. And it actually moves freely, and that's what causes the friction. And don't get me wrong, people that don't have this suspension system basically have socks as well. They don't move around as much, but regardless, they're all going to wear out. I wear liners where basically the actual fabric on the bottom of the liner will actually start to wear out, and or because I wear two liners, because I have the suction suspension sleeve, that at times can actually crack. And when that happens, when that actually happens, it's no longer holding suction anymore. So what you get is your leg just doesn't sit in the prosthetic properly. So these have to be changed on a regular basis, and through proper maintenance and cleaning, and making sure that these things are getting taken care of. You can make them last for a couple more weeks to a month longer. But anyways, I keep on getting sidetracked here. But back to the original topic is that what just blows my mind. So in the order for me to get supplies, just to walk, this is, this is just for me to get up, go to work, do what I need to do. It takes so much in order to get approvals for insurance companies to approve this. Now, I just might note that just within the last 10 years, we've gotten insurance companies just to approve our products, and which is sickening in itself. But so I needed supplies this year. It's coming towards the end of the year, and typically just due to the insurance companies, you know, you meet your deductible and whatnot. You usually take care of this at the end of the year. So basically what needs to happen is that you need to go visit your prosthetist. You need to make sure that you can get the necessary supplies. Now, just keep in mind that all these supplies are highly regulated. And what I mean by highly regulated is that if you need a liner, if you need a sock, if you need anything, the majority of the products out there, you have to go visit your prosthetist. It has to go through the prosthetist, and it has to go through the necessary approvals in the order for you to even attempt to obtain one of these liners. There's a company out there called Amputee Store, oneword.com, which I use sometimes. And, you know, they have a couple subsidiary products. You know, there, I think there's one name brand on there. But anyways, you can buy these products. However, you're just not going to be able to get the insurance deductible. And we're talking about liners. Just the suspension sleeve, just to hold my leg in there, we're talking $3,000. Just that's normal price. And that's just for one liner. Well, it's not typically about $3,000. It's about, you know, $2,000, which still, I mean, that's, at the end of the day, when you're ordering supplies, you know, socks will run you about a couple $100, and that's just for one freaking sock. And this is just so people can get up and walk. So when, at the end of the year, you go visit your prosthetist, you say, hey, by the way, this is the stuff that I need, if not, if he's not done it for you already. And then what has to happen is that you have to go to a doctor. So you get referred to a doctor, like a primary care doctor. And they have to go through, and they also have to document that this stuff breaks down. So basically, they have to take a look at it. They have to document this stuff. So it's just in their records. So we have now a prosthetist that's getting a piece of the pie, which they're supposed to. That's, you know, that's part of the treatment. They're supposed to get paid, so they should be getting a huge chunk of that pie. But also, so what we've also have is that we have to go to a primary care, which they're going to get their chunk of the visit, because, you know, they need to get paid as well. And then, after this doctor note gets obtained, if you can get a doctor's note, there's multiple different ways that you can do it. And, so you have to get this doctor note, and then what you do is you go back to the prosthetist and say, hey, here's the doctor's note. You know, let's proceed with filing the claim through the insurance so we can get the supplies covered, hopefully. So what then happens is that the prosthetic personnel, employee, foundation, they go and they file that claim, and it takes a matter of weeks in the order for this claim to get approved, if it gets approved. Now, which is even more messed up, we can go into hours about this, but you know, you get judged as soon as you become an amputee. You get charged, you get judged by a grading. And what this grading is based off of the prosthetists and the actual doctors. They grade you in terms of activities, if you're lucky. I mean, some people don't even get this lucky. But so you get judged on your activity level. You get judged on, you know, how well you're walking at the actual moment when you visit the prosthetist. And they take these things into consideration. They give you what's called a gateway, not a gate, but it's a rating, basically scored from, zero. It's 1 to 3, 1 to 3. And, one's being the lowest activity person, like your normal typical grandma and grandpa that just sits on the couch and watches TV all day, ranging to a 3, which I'm going to go run a triathlon and go shoot for the dreams and go pole jumping along, you know, with it on the weekends, just for the heck of it. But so all these things get taken into consideration. So maybe you don't want, you know, you don't want the shitty liner that you got, you know, a couple
couple weeks ago, well, not a couple weeks ago, but last year, you know, so sorry for you, we didn't think that you were going to use that activity, so therefore the insurance company isn't going to pay for it. So basically, if you're not rated for it, then you're going to have to pay for it out of pocket. And I hope you have that $3,000, because otherwise, you know, it's not going to work out for you. So you're not going to be able to do whatever it is you need to do because you have a shitty liner, because you got judged based off of a incomplete fucking grade that we just gave you. And, you know, what just kills me is that people change, you know, people change. Let's just say grandma, you know, all of a sudden becomes an amputee and she wants to go conquer the world and she needs a, you know, better foot. That grade stays with you forever. So, and there's not an evaluation that I know of where you can get that, you know, grade lifted or, you know, what have you, which, you know, puts people in a very shitty box. And, you know, there's obvious reasons that people become an amputee and whatnot. And I don't think people necessarily go and they just wake up one morning. This isn't even necessary. This is just saying hypothetically. People just don't wake up and then all of a sudden going to go, I'm going to get my leg chopped off, or I'm going to get hit by a bus, or I'm going to do all this. You know, it's just shit. Shit happens. It's life. It's fucking life. And, you know, I'm sure Johnny that all of a sudden needed to go to work, and then all of a sudden the bus jumped the curb and he got hit by the bus, and then all of a sudden he wakes up and he's missing a leg. You know, that wasn't on his agenda. And then on top of it, so let's just say Johnny was an absolute snowboarder and he went up to the Alps on the weekends to, you know, go and snowboard. Well, you know, Johnny may not be able to get the necessary supplies, or Johnny may not be able to afford it. He could be uninsured, you know, but life happens. Life happens, and people left and right are getting screwed. So long, back to the original story. So basically, I had to wait a couple weeks for the insurance company to approve and get a doctor's note. And unfortunately, when you're trying to get doctor's notes, you know, what the doctor does is they come back to you and they say, well, what do you want me to do? Which in all theory, I can completely understand, because that's, you know, we go see a prosthetist to go see our leg, but then we have to go to a family doctor for them to say that our liners are going bad, even though the fact of the matter that I just had my prosthetist sit 15 fucking minutes ago, take a look at it and go, oh, hey, your shit's breaking. So I need two people to say that now. So, and you know, I get it. There's people trying to fraud insurance. There's people trying to fuck them. In the matter of fact, I even think there's people buying fucking prosthetic shit that they don't even need that is getting approved by the insurance companies, and they're trying to flip it to make more money even, which I believe happens. But at the end of the day, so what happened is that, so we're going on, it is December, it's going to be December 28th, I believe, when I publish this. But so we're going 3 days before the New Year's, and then I get a phone call this afternoon that says, hey, by the way, you know, here my wife and I are stressing out. We have an $8,500 bill coming to us, you know, just for socks. We're talking, I think I have a supply of four or five socks, two liners, which are the long ones that go all the way from the socket in my leg, that hold the suction in, and then you have the actual liner that I need to place my leg in so we don't get sores, friction, and all that wonderful jazz that goes along with it. But just those supplies, $8,500, and when the prosthetist, because my fucking doctor drug his feet for so long trying to get me a doctor's note, you know, he's basically throwing his arms up at me and going, you know, we're a little late. We're not going to be able to possibly get this covered. So what happens to me is that, so then that comes back on me. So just because I have insurance systems and shit that's holding on in the background, you know, who can afford $8,500? You're talking the price of a fucking sedan. Just, and the matter of fact, I think it might be better to go buy a car. No, I'm kidding. But So the price, half the fucking price of a sedan is going to cost you in order to just get up in the morning, brush your fucking teeth, go to work, go do your shit and live your fucking life. $8,500. Now, if we can take this back, if you listen to episode one of mine, it, you know, this wasn't a fucking choice that I had. This was a, you know, birth defect that I had, and I was basically given one of two options: is we fix it and you're going to be in pain for the rest of your life, or we just cut the fucker off. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going, well, you know, how bad can a cut off foot be? So because I got shitty genes, you know, DNA, let's just call it that. And, you know, life just didn't, the cards didn't fold in my fucking favor. All of a sudden now, I basically have to eat shit of $8,500. I'm very passionate about this. $8,500 just for me to walk. And I find that absolutely, utterly fucking mind-blowing. And if there's any businesses that possibly find this, I don't know, a month, 2 years later, or what have you, we need to have and become and find better ways of fucking developing these products. And, you know, I get it. I absolutely get it. There's, you know, limited resources, and there's a lot of man hours that get put into this, and the technology is always ever growing, and, you know, people need to get paid. I completely get it. But we need to level the playing field in terms of, you know, people need this shit, or, you know, how are we going to find better way of covering this? And we need to fucking join together and make this happen, because, you know, little fucking Timmy, who's listening to this right now, may not give a shit until he fucking gets hit by a car, or the dad gets hit by a fucking car, and all of a sudden they wake up and they're missing a leg. Well, guess what? Now they got problems, and they don't think about this shit. So then the person that's sitting here listening to this going, well, you know, who gives a fuck? Let them fucking fail. You know, who gives a fuck about the people that are missing limbs? That could be you, bro. That could be you. By the way that our obesity epidemic is going on in the fucking United States, it's going to happen. You know, it's going to get more. People are going to lose limbs due to fucking diabetes. It's going to happen. And so these people, it's going to get into a greater issue. And a lot more people are going to have this problem. And unfortunately, a shitload of people are going to suffer because of this, because we don't have the necessary steps and precautions in the order to take care of these people, which is sad. Suicide rates will go up because people just can't. They won't be able to fucking walk. And I see it. I see it every fucking day. I mentor people all the time. In terms of amputees, I've helped out a ton, and I see it every day. I've heard of even a suicide. Someone took their own life because they fucking were on a motorcycle, got hit by a motorcycle, and all of a sudden woke up missing a leg, you know, couldn't save it, a lot of muscle loss, and he basically got depressed. Because, you know, in every person, every single person, including myself, when it happens, you get depressed. You start thinking, is it worth it? Do I need to go on? You know, who's going to miss me if I even do? You know, all these thoughts. And when we're slapping this shit, you know, these medical things and insurance companies and all these roadblocks, you know, how the fuck do you even, you have to look at this and then think about this other shit that's going on in terms of, you know, the insurance costs and all this, and you're trying to deal with your shit. I've had people who are married and literally the wife comes and serves them papers right on the fucking operating table. And it's so shitty. And vice versa. You know, the husbands have walked into the fucking ER and just handed, you know, fucking notes off to and said, you know what, you're not going to be the same. Sorry. So if that happens to someone, right? Fucking all-star basketball player, who gives a fuck? They lose their limb. They deal with this other shit that they're dealing from their family and all this other stuff on top of having a life-changing event, on top of having to, you know, deal with these insurance companies. It's, you know, it's messed up. It's messed up. There's no other way to put it. And I don't know, folks. We gotta get better at this. So this was episode 2. I'm gonna cut it at 20 minutes. I'm not gonna try to make all these episodes really long. I just want it so you can listen to it, so you can turn on something and go, oh, hey, you know, I can relate, or what the fuck, or, you know, we need to stand up. So we're gonna cut these short, but, you know, always, guys, thank you for listening. And you guys, if I don't publish something between here and the new year, I wish everyone all a very happy new year. All right, thank you so much.